Back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, April 7th. Joining me by phone now, the Reverend Dr. Patrick Ferry, President of Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Concordia University, Ann Arbor. Good morning, Dr. Ferry.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. And you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us this morning. How are things up north at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Concordia University, Ann Arbor?
Well, we're just, of course, coming off our brief Easter break and welcoming the students back to our campuses today to finish out the stretch run of the semester.
Well, very good. Very good. Now, how long have you've been with Concordia University, Wisconsin for some time now, and the two schools joined together not too long ago. How long have you been with the institutions?
I've been a part of the Concordia University, Wisconsin community. This is my 24th year on campus and my 18th year as the university's president. The two universities merged in July 1st, 2013. We have had a relationship with Concordia Ann Arbor prior to that, but we've been formally one university with two campuses since July of 2013.
Very good. And where are, give us an idea for those not familiar with where the campuses are located.
You bet, yeah. The Concordia, Wisconsin campus is right on the shore of Lake Michigan, just north of Milwaukee, probably a 20-minute drive downtown to Milwaukee. Beautiful 200-and-some-acre campus, again, right on the lake. And then the Ann Arbor campus is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Another nice setting along the Huron River, where we're not too far from the University of Michigan there, and kind of in the shadow of Big Blue, but a beautiful campus setting right in Ann Arbor, which is of course a wonderful college town, and we're really, really very pleased to have such beautiful campus locations for both schools.
Sure. Now, when traveling around the country from time to time, I see Concordia University, Wisconsin signs. If I turn my neck just a little bit and look out the window here at the International Center in St. Louis, I can see a sign for Concordia University, Wisconsin as well. Concordia University, Wisconsin it has really spread all over the place, right?
Well, over the years, have had satellite locations in various places. Most of those are in Wisconsin now, and in Michigan for Concordia Ann Arbor as well. The Concordia St. Louis Center that you've described has been a long-standing operation of ours as well, and it is right there in your neighborhood. And we're really grateful for the good work that happens there. And of course, nowadays schools like ours have presence online, so our reach is really global, and we have Concordia University students truly around the world.
How has the partnership between Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Ann Arbor grown over the last 2 years? How are the schools different? How are they similar?
You know, in some ways, we're still kind of figuring out how to define who we are and how we are. In one way that we've done this is to describe ourselves as one university with two residential campuses. So, in some ways, I wouldn't even use terminology like two schools. We are one university. That said, there are two very distinct campus presences, and the Concordia University of Wisconsin campus has grown over the years to a student population that, well, this year was over 8,000 students. By contrast, Concordia Ann Arbor is a much smaller campus community of about 800, but growing, and we're looking forward to continued growth in that way. So students who are interested, traditional undergraduate students, for example, who would like to go to a school where there's a little larger population would be able to come here. And if you want that more intimate, very personal kind of experience, Concordia Ann Arbor still has that opportunity.
And what are some of the programs that are offered at the Concordia universities that are unique? What sets the Concordia University apart from other institutions?
I think all of our Concordias, of course, across the Concordia University system, mm-hmm. have historically had a strong interest and preference and privileged place for church worker programs. That clearly continues to be very vitally important to our mission, to our ministry. That's true on both of our campuses as well. In addition to that, here in Wisconsin, we have carved out very strong programs in healthcare and also in business. Those are the most populated schools at the university. And in our healthcare programs, there's a wide array of opportunities for students who want to be nurses or physician's assistants or pharmacists or physical therapists or occupational therapists, all kinds of things like that. We'd like to replicate some of those things in Ann Arbor. We've begun with an athletic training program that is online now, and we're looking to add a nursing program in the very near future as well. And business and education are also quite strong in Ann Arbor as well as Mequon.
When you're on campus, going around campus on both sites, what is your favorite place to be on campus?
Well, I really like to be where the students are, and when they're where they are and where they're active. So I enjoy that very much. For me, that on a daily basis, that includes the opportunity to worship as part of the community in chapel. Mm-hmm. And we have exactly the same daily calendars on both campuses. So even though there's an hour time difference, we have, for example, chapel at 10:30 in Ann Arbor and 9:30 here in Mequon. So I know that the whole university is in worship at the same time. They're in class at the same time. They have the same breaks and vacations. That's even allowed us to do some creative things, like our opening chapel of the year the last 2 years has been simulcast, or at least for part of it, to both communities at the same time. So there's a concurrent worship with the whole university. So that really always is my favorite. But I like to be at the games when the students are playing, or their dramas, or the choir concerts and things of that sort. That's always my favorite.
And I would be right there alongside you at all those places. Love to be in chapel, and it's kind of nice coming back here to the International Center. We have a daily chapel here at the IC as well, and it's nice. It kind of took me back to my days of being a Concordia student as well, and having daily chapel. It's a nice blessing to get to hear God's word throughout the day.
It really is. The whole campus theoretically comes to a halt. Mm-hmm. We don't have class during that time, and we discourage meetings at that time, and everybody is encouraged and welcome to attend.
Let's talk a little bit more about some new things coming up at Concordia, or some more recent things happening at Concordia University, both Wisconsin and Ann Arbor. Some opportunities, I understand, for high school students.
Yeah, sure, happily. We're in the process now of introducing what we think is a great opportunity for students called the Concordia Promise, and it's really aimed at addressing some of these broader questions that are being asked relative to higher education. I mean, there are conversations that go on about higher ed at the highest levels of government. The president, in his last State of the Union address, was talking about it, all the way to kitchen table conversations between parents and their children about what college opportunities might be available, what's affordable, whether it's worth it, and things of that sort. So with that in mind, we're looking forward to introducing the Concordia Promise.
The Concordia Promise, yeah. Let's hear about that.
Well, the Concordia Promise is really aimed at high school students, and particularly those who are part of our Lutheran high schools. Other Christian high schools can participate, homeschoolers as well. And what it is designed to do is to enroll students in online dual credit courses. That means that they can take courses for high school credit, but also for college credit. And this kind of thing happens all over the place already. But what's different about this is that we're significantly reducing the tuition cost to $50 per credit, which is very affordable and very, very competitive. And so students are earning high school and college credit simultaneously. But then those students are also eligible to participate in what we're calling Concordia Promise Plus, which means that if they enroll in one of our settings at Mequon or Ann Arbor, even what they've paid for their credits to date will be applied as a grant. So essentially, they could earn as much as a year's worth of college for free if they enrolled at Mequon or at Ann Arbor.
Wow. And there's something to be said about earning credit early. And there are, as you pointed out, there are different opportunities to earn credit as a high school student, to earn college credit. This program allows them to earn actual college credit while still a high school student. Some other programs that might run similarly, such as AP, those types of things require some extra steps once you complete AP. So this is actual college credit from accredited institutions. So certainly there's an incentive to come to Concordia University, Wisconsin, or Ann Arbor, as you pointed out, with that the tuition being converted into a grant. Then when you come in as a regular student there, that's just great.
Well, it's an added advantage, but even if those students decide to enroll somewhere else, mm-hmm. Generally speaking, the courses are transferable. I mean,
right.
Again, we receive a lot of students who get dual credit courses from their high schools already,
mm-hmm.
but it gives us a chance to at least provide some exposure to the what we think is obviously a very important experience, a Concordia experience in Lutheran higher education.
Why take this step? I mean, that's a big offering for that's a big part on Concordia's side to offer this to high school students and to so many Lutheran high schoolers and homeschoolers.
Mm-hmm. I think all colleges and universities are being challenged at this time to make sure that we're being responsible, that we're being as accessible as we can be. For us, it's a strategic priority to be accessible to provide the kind of quality experience that we want to provide for as many students as possible. We also see this as a real gesture of partnership, particularly with our Lutheran high schools, that indicate to them that we're in this together. We think this will add quality to their offering. They're able to, as they recruit students for their schools, be able to indicate that they're part of this partnership that allows for these opportunities for their students. So we think it's a win-win for Lutheran education up and down the line.
Indeed, indeed, I agree. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with the Reverend Dr. Patrick Ferry, president of Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Concordia University, Ann Arbor, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
This year, KFUO Radio is celebrating 90 years of broadcast excellence in St. Louis and around the world on the World Wide Web. I'm Pastor Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. I'm here to encourage you to become a day sponsor in this exciting anniversary year. My wife and I sponsored a day on our 31st wedding anniversary in October. As a day sponsor, you get to tell a worldwide audience the reason for your joy in the Lord Jesus, giving thanks for all that He has done. And as a day sponsor, you're supporting great programming like Reformation Rush Hour and Book Talk. Where else are you going to hear such solid Lutheran programming? There are so many things for which to give thanks and celebrate by being a day sponsor of Worldwide KFUO Radio. You should call today.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We are excited to walk alongside Lutheran Church Missouri Synod members and ministries as they witness and perform works of mercy and compassion around the world. Investments with LCEF provide the exceptional financial resources used daily to build faith communities and serve God's people. Our loans and ministry support services are available to LCMS congregations, schools, and organizations, as well as rostered church workers. Visit LCEF today.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We're talking with Dr. Patrick Ferry, president of Concordia University Ann Arbor and Concordia University, Wisconsin. And before we went to break, Dr. Ferry, we were discussing some of the great aspects of Concordia University. And it is also part of the Concordia University system. Tell us about that university system and what's unique about it.
Well, the Concordia University system is a relationship really that exists among all of our Concordias across the country, and we're a proud member of that that system. And I think over the course of my experience, as I mentioned, I've been doing this now for 18 years. I've really been gratified at the strengthening relationship that we have with our sister schools across the country. I think in one way, there's really nothing tremendously systemic about our system. I mean, we all have our independent campuses, our own boards, and the like. But really, there's so much more that connects us at the level of mission and at the level of mutual support and interest. And we've worked really very closely together over the course of the last several years on items of interest and concern as well. So I guess what I would say about it is that while we obviously compete for some students, there's really much more that causes us to cooperate with each other and to support each other in our shared mission.
One of those things that you all have cooperated and worked together on is the Lutheran Identity Statement. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this has been a response of the president's to questions that arise from time to time within the church about the Concordias and our relationship to the church. It's no secret that many colleges and universities that have had historic relationships to their denominations have kind of strayed, or at least they've gone in different directions. They've seen those relationships more as a part of their heritage and their history than as a part of their present or their future. And we wanted our church to be reassured, the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod to be reassured that our Lutheran identity is very important to us, that our relationship to the church is of highest priority to us. And as a way of indicating that in a kind of more formal way, the president's agreed to a series of statements that were pretty much common practice already for us, but that helped to underscore those things that maybe others would wonder about from time to time. Are these church related schools kind of going the way of secular institutions? Are they remaining confessionally vibrant places? And I believe that we are. But as a way of again underlining that emphasis, we indicated some of the things that are characteristic of our schools that we think that the church would be eager to hear.
Well, what does it mean to be a Lutheran in higher education today?
Well, a Lutheran in higher, a Lutheran college, I think, if that's what you mean by that, I think there for us it means, for our Concordia University system, it means a number of things. It means among other things that we are places where we hold Lutheran theology and the opportunity to teach that to our students as something that's very vital, very important. It's a part of our campus ethos, and whether that's manifested in worship, as we talked about earlier, or in the in other contexts, it's a very clear indication of where our priorities rest. And that there are some tangible ways in which you might measure that. I mean, are the leaders of the institution members of the Lutheran Church? Is the board, does it have that kind of membership? Those sort of outward, kind of ostensible signs of Lutheran preference and priority. But I think more important than that is really, again, those things that get at kind of the heart of who we are, and that's a place where Christ is at the focus of who we are and what we teach and what we believe. And for us, that means, you know, I think sometimes we think about this in terms of the three articles of the faith. So there are schools that do a very good job with kind of first article theology that God's the creator of all things, and he's given us all of this to study and to learn and to understand, and really all of creation is ours to investigate and inquire about. The third article of Christianity, I mean, this is about the Spirit's work in our lives, so we can, then there are schools that do a very fine job of talking about vocation, about service, about impact in the world. But I think what really must set us apart is that second article, and that is that Jesus is the Lord and the Savior of the world, and that unless and until he's really a very focused part of this Lutheran college experience, I think that there would be obviously a big gap. And so all of that is a part, I think, of what it means to be a Lutheran university.
If you were enrolling as a student at Concordia University today, what program would you enroll in?
Well, I'm a historian, so I guess I probably would study history. I don't know. I've always enjoyed that very much. But, you know, it is kind of fun to think about that. And you know, now so many years removed, because I see the great faculty that we have in different academic areas, and there are more things that interest me. And, sometimes I wish that that you could go back and do it all over again, because when you're 18 years old, you know, you don't realize how many changes that you're going to experience in your life. But that's one of the really, I think, strong things about a place like Concordia, where we have a very robust core curriculum experience, so that students have the opportunity not only to explore other majors, but they're being exposed to what it means to be an educated person, you know, and the entire all that's a part of that experience, so that when they, whatever it is they finally major in, that they're going to be well-educated people who think critically, who write effective prose, who speak articulately, who problem solve, who have appreciation for aesthetics, and all kinds of things like that are part of the experience for every student.
Hmm. How does Concordia give students that both the classroom experience and then the what we might call the real world experience outside the classroom as well?
Mm-hmm. You know, our mission statement talks about helping students to grow in mind, body, and spirit. I mean, that's the formation, that's the intellectual growth, that's the spiritual growth, that's the appreciation for what, you know, what it means to live in these bodies that we journey through our lives. But the mission statement then concludes talking about all of this for service to Christ in the church and in the world. And so that our mission is not really accomplished until all of these things are finding application in vocation, meaningful vocations that our students are experiencing. Some of that's built right into the curriculum as a part of their learning experience, whether that's fieldwork experiences or clinical experiences and things of that sort. And then, but alongside that is the opportunity for co-curricular experiences. And we have a very active student body that takes advantage of all kinds of opportunities to serve, to grow, to learn, to make their lives count. And one of the things that it strikes me is really separates Concordia students from others that I see in other places is that we really attract students who want their lives to count, who want to make a difference, who want to have an impact. That's true of other students, other places too. I don't mean to be pejorative in that way, but clearly Concordia students, that's really a part of what sets our student population apart. They want to serve. They want to make a difference.
I appreciate I've had a chance to talk with some of the folks at both of the Concordias about some of the study abroad programs and the internships and those types of opportunities as well that give them opportunities to not only study on campus, but to get out and experience and learn in those settings as well.
Very important part of their experience, and we strongly encourage that, you bet.
What lies ahead for Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Concordia University, Ann Arbor?
Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, and we're excited about that. Both campuses are in campaigns for improvement of campus facility, for raising funds for an endowment to help make sure that we could help the students to afford a Concordia educational experience. And so we're in the midst of raising funds for a new academic building on the Mequon campus that will be the center for our School of Business and also aspects of our School of Education. On the Ann Arbor campus, there's just a lot of things going on. The new football stadium is being completed this summer. We're We're remodeling our Kreft Arts Center. We have a very strong arts program on the Ann Arbor campus, and that's going to be a beautiful addition to supplement some of the other renovations that have occurred there. So a lot of bricks and mortar stuff, and both campuses look like they're going to be welcoming in good, strong classes for next fall. So that's always very exciting, and we're really grateful for that.
Well, very good. Where can we find out more about both Concordias?
Well, of course, our websites are good places to start, whether that's cuw.edu or cuaa.edu, Concordia University of Wisconsin, or Concordia University Ann Arbor. That would be a place to start. We would really love to have visitors come to our campus. We are always grateful when you have a chance to see it firsthand, and so if we can help to expedite that, we'd be truly, truly pleased to welcome anybody who'd like to come and visit us and check it out for themselves. We're already planning. In fact, we have a meeting today planning for the 2016 Convention of Synod, which will occur in Milwaukee. So we're going to have a big event here on our campus next summer as a part of the convention activities, and so we'll welcome the conventioneers and others for that next summer.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Ferry, for being our guest this morning. The Reverend Dr. Patrick Ferry, President, Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Concordia University, Ann Arbor. Thanks for being
our
guest.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Pastor Scott Johnson from St. John's Lutheran Church in Conover, North Carolina. We'll get into Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. I also want to remind you about Share-a-thon coming up April 23rd through the 25th, and we'll have lots of guests coming up during those days, and a variety of hosts and guests and lots of topics. It's your opportunity to partner with us at here at Worldwide KFUO. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.